And it's time to chop it up with Will for this week's edition of the Community Armchair. Hello, Will. Do you read me?
Yeah, I read you. I read you loud and clear, Danny.
Thank you very much.
How was your weekend?
Not too bad. I went to the Battle of the Beats yesterday, put on by 2SER.
Nice.
The Beatheads radio program, Threatnik in the house. An absolutely awesome afternoon of live beat makers doing their thing. We got to do it again.
I couldn't make my way over there. We had Thanksgiving lunch at my house.
Yeah, Thanksgiving lunch.
Mm-hmm.
I gave thanks to Beats.
Yes, awesome. You did.
What'd you have? What'd you?
Just the regular stuff: mac and cheese, your turkey, your cranberry sauce, some sweet potatoes, some carrots, and then the pumpkin pie. You got to have the pumpkin pie.
Never had pumpkin pie. I do need to try it. And I understand that with your cranberry sauce, the best version is canned. You make it yourself, but the tinned version is always...
The tinned version is always better. It's always better. Awesome. But yeah, happy holidays to all those who celebrate here and abroad.
Indeed. Well, that's good. And I imagine sort of the fact that seeing as it was going to be, well, it was Thanksgiving yesterday, that means a whole lot of sport. Firstly, we're going to talk about A-League's men's. They found its way into match day 6 as we start with the Wellington Phoenix defeating the Adelaide United 2-1.
This was a game that the Phoenix had a real chance to drop points in, despite completely dominating Adelaide for a large majority of the proceedings. The amount of quality chances that Wellington had should have had them with at least 2 more goals, but Adelaide goalkeeper Joshua Smits was putting on a defiant performance to keep his side in the game, and the rest of the Adelaide almost responded by turning it around late in the second half. Wellington's high line was getting gassed by Adelaide substitutes in attack, with Joey Garuccio scoring quickly after coming on. The Reds came very close to equalizing it towards the 90th minute, but no cigar was discovered on this occasion. Wellington remained in that coveted 6th seed thanks to a razor-thin goal difference over the Central Coast Mariners.
You might have buried the lead on the whole A-League reporting. The 2-year hoodoo is dead. It's over as Western Sydney Wanderers defeat Sydney FC 1-0.
You know, it'd be so easy for me as a 15-year Sydney FC fan, homer, whatever you want to call me, to fix my mouth to complain about the uncalled handball at the 89th minute.
That you just mentioned it.
Yes. Sure. I do agree that it was an unnatural arm position and probably should have been a penalty. But why were we at the 89th minute desperate for an equalizer to begin with? Simply put, we couldn't break down the Wanderers' low block. Thanks to a defensive triangle of former Sydney FC player Josh Berlante, Alexander Bonitig, and Anthony Pantazopoulos, 10 of our total shots were blocked. 62 final third entries, and we couldn't find the back of the net once. The officials didn't cause that to happen. That's a Sydney FC issue. It didn't help the Sky Blues were providing more turnovers than a bakery. The key one being a poor clearing header from Marcel Tisserand right to Aloquol, who easily slotted it home for Western Sydney. Just a frustrating game as a fan of the Sky Blues. But the Wanderers get their first Sydney Derby victory since November 25th, 2023, and continue to improve this season with some interesting defensive football. They also love the counterattack with Costa Barbarouses. He's had a really good season as the wily veteran for that team.
Thanks for not bringing up the handball. Newcastle Jets upset Auckland FC 2-1 away from home.
Look, it's been a long time since I have seen Auckland FC have as disjointed as a performance as that. The struggle they had, just even getting shots on target, was confounding. And it wasn't as if there weren't chances. 71 total final third entries with 26 total shots. But the final product rarely materialized, despite 17 total shots inside Newcastle's box. They had plenty of time to grab the equalizer after Lockie Rose's 2-1 goal for the Jets, but James Delianov was having none of it on a rain-soaked track in Auckland. Both sides made plenty use of the inside-out plays from the midfield and the wingers, and while the Black Knights continually found chances, the goal just didn't arrive. That's now 2 straight match days where Auckland have dropped points, while the young Newcastle Jets get their second victory of the season.
And while we opened the show talking about how you celebrated Thanksgiving over the weekend, Thanksgiving, of course, means plenty of everything NFL. And Monday action What games are you keeping an eye on for week 13 now, of the NFL regular season?
Now, I was a little hard-pressed to find one for the rest of the of NFL week 13 because three of the marquee matchups in the Cowboys-Chiefs, Packers-Lions, and Eagles-Bears games were all either on Friday or Saturday. However, a game that does pique my interest this morning is one where both teams could simultaneously answer and create more questions about each other. The 7-4 Buffalo Bills take on the 6-5 Pittsburgh Steelers in Pittsburgh. This one features two teams with defenses that have struggled mightily at different points of the year for different reasons. While Buffalo's defense has struggled from ascending age and injuries, Pittsburgh's defense just hasn't fully figured it out schematically, despite being the most expensive defense in football. Both teams need a victory badly to keep pace. With Baltimore losing on Friday, a win for Pittsburgh will see them regain sole possession of the AFC North Division lead, and a win for Buffalo will see them maintain pace for that seventh seed and final AFC playoff spot. Kickoff is at 8:25 this morning.
Funny that a team's called Buffalo. And shouts to the Kangaroos who beat the Lions to claim back-to-back AFLW flags in their perfect season.
Absolutely. Hey, it's kind of a contrast how between the AFLW Kangaroos and the AFL men's Kangaroos, how they just look so contrastingly different. While the women's team is creating a dynasty, the men's team just can't get out of its own way.
They'll be creating some havoc today. Mad Monday on the first day of summer. Forget about it. That's party time. Thank you so much, Will, for this week's edition of the Community Armchair.
Thank you for having me.